On the telephone with us, as we do every Wednesday morning, is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She checks in to get us the inside scoop, the scoop on where the money's going in county government. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us, as always. And we saw in the paper this morning, Justin Wyckoff, a city employee, has been sentenced to 55 months in a federal penitentiary for his role in stealing over $400,000 in stuff, mainly cash, and fraudulent billing, this, that, and the other thing. And whether that sentence is right or wrong, it doesn't even matter. But the interesting part came from the federal attorney in this
Glass thinks this
speaking.
Is interesting.
Well, I think it's interesting because I don't understand how it works. And this is U.S. Attorney Josh Minkler issued a news release warning government employees. It didn't say city employees, county employees, federal government employees.
No,
it said government employees who serve the public to take notice. Public officials are trusted to serve the people, not to serve themselves. Those who choose to line their pockets using money from the public payroll can expect the full force of the federal prosecution hammer. Judge Walton Pratt's sentence sends a strong message. If you choose to abuse the public's trust as a public official, you will go to prison. There will be no probation, no halfway house, no suspended sentence, no parole.
And
the sentence will be prison.
And
that's what the U.S.
attorney
said. And
they're giving him 75% of the...
That's minimum he has to serve.
He has to serve a minimum of that.
But the point is, I'm not worried about Wyckoff there. I'm worried about the U.S. attorney making the speech about warning government employees. What kind of government employees does this pertain to, Marty?
Well, it certainly doesn't appear that it pertains to the ones that have been in trouble here in Monroe County. But I think that there's sentencing guidelines. There's guidelines as to which court it would go to, and that's a question to be answered by a judge or somebody who is very knowledgeable about why it.
So you have to steal. You have to steal a lot of money for it to be.
I'm not sure that that's a trigger. It may very well be that the way the money has moved from one account to another account, or anything having to do with wiring the money or securities or something, and you know,
so that's just a lot of bark.
These things,
yeah.
Unless we are knowledgeable.
Well, the U.S. attorney makes a pretty blanket statement there and doesn't have all these ifs, buts, commas in it. It just says you're going to prison, and that's obviously not the case if you steal from the government. We've seen it, and that has not been the case.
Well, and it may be that what has happened here didn't trigger it enough to get it to a court who would do something about it.
That was my thought.
I mean, our local courts, when we say, okay, we have somebody who's been abusing the public trust, and then we get a special prosecutor, and then it goes off to another county for a court, and it just sort of gets written up, well, this poor thing just made a few little bad choices, and voila, nothing.
Yeah, but this is a U.S. attorney saying, hey, you're going to go to jail. I guess not unless you violate federal law, and just you can steal to a certain level before they'll really get after you and get it. That's what I've learned today. You can steal up to a point.
I am so glad that you figured that one out.
Well, there you go.
Because it does seem to be true.
Yep.
Well, but you know, it may very well be. Here's what my hope would be, is that this is setting the goal there, that when someone decides that they're going to abuse a public trust,
yeah, for $400,000, right,
in their pockets, that our local courts, that our local prosecutors will go after these folks with intent to make sure that our public is protected. And it doesn't appear that that's happened. I think many of us were disappointed in the outcome of what took over, more than 2 years to get any kind of a decision made on what happened with our former auditor and with our former HR person, human resource person, and then
they're not in prison.
It just simply doesn't seem to end. And when is the next
It'll come.
Thing gonna happen?
As long as human beings are involved, you'll have hubris and greed, and it will all come. And if you learn anything from this Wyckoff situation, and it says in today's Herald Times, the final paragraphs, the judge asked, "You stole money, correct? It was easy to take, wasn't it? Low-hanging fruit, yes. You had the opportunity, and you violated the public trust. Correct. You have remorse, yes. Well, you can have all the remorse you want. You took the money. That's what happened. Is it easy to do?
He acted like it was one very easy to do.
Overworked and underpaid.
And two, you know, they didn't appreciate him enough, so it was justified.
And Marty, they're bad people.
There were no barriers in place. There were not enough barriers in place that had
there never
people
is, Marty.
Checking to see, are they spending the money properly?
It's tax dollars. Why does anybody care? All you do is just raise some more taxes, Marty. I mean, you've watched it a million times while you're sitting there and saying, hey, wait, let's stop things here for a minute. Let's ask some more questions about the money. And they're like, oh, no, we know this person, and they're a good director of that department. Let's just give them some more money.
You know, the more we really care about somebody that's before us asking for money, the more we really want to make sure that everything stays on the up and up, the more questions we will ask, and they will be prepared with the answers, and they will not be offended because they know they don't have the hands in the cookie jar.
No, if you have a problem,
be afraid to ask the
if you have
questions.
A problem answering the questions, that's the problem. If you can't answer those questions, then that's a problem. The problem is if you feel like you're being run through the ringer, then yeah, you have a guilty conscience. What's the problem? Now, where were you the other night? Murphs, Tiffs? Where are we here?
Okay, well, if we go back to the beginning, however many decades ago,
day one.
Remember that to begin with, the Salt Waste District, there were many on there who wanted to have what is called a dirty Murph. You know, they were going to do the solid waste.
They're
going
to build their own
Murph.
Facility to take recycling.
And the county commissioners would not sign off on that, which they had to do if they wanted one of those dirty waste stream Murphs, because they had to have that approved by the state. So then there was this movement, okay, we'll do a clean stream Murph. And let me just say that still the county commissioners were not in support of this, but it passed anyway because I think the same rules were in place at the state level to do the clean stream Murph. Now, what they presented to us, and if you'll recall, I didn't vote in favor of this when they brought it to us, because there was this feeling that was being presented to us, so they were going to save all this money. But clearly, we still don't have any proof that they were going to save all this money because they still don't have it going. In addition to which, it really wasn't collecting any more. It was just moving what we'd already collected in all of the other areas throughout the county and moving it to a different area of the county. So there were many of us who felt like this is just not the way to go. Now they decided to move forward, but I feel like one of the big mistakes made here was there were those who thought, well, they could save a bunch of money if they tried to be their own general contractor. Now, you know, I'm not saying this was written anyplace, but if you'd have had a general contractor over the whole project and got the bids in place and got everything going before you started moving on anything, and they would then have known how to work through the process, how to get through the planning and zoning and what the expenses were going to be there and not have these numbers way off. For instance, they didn't include the landscaping and blacktopping that they had to do that wasn't required by the planning department. Of course, why shouldn't they require it? But it wasn't included.
Marty, I'm going to stop you for 1 second because honestly, I think if somebody jumped into this right now, they'd be really confused. What we're talking about is building the facility for the clean stream Murph. And what happened at the Solid Waste District meetings is that they went ahead and bought the prefab building thinking that they could have somebody just put it up.
Right, and that's where I was headed. To begin, they tried to do this, taking bids
just to put
for the
facility.
Balers, and they tried to take that separate. And then they tried to take the bids just for the building, just for the building itself. And then they a bid for somebody to put that building up, and it was just, it was unheard of the way it was happening.
And they only and got, they
the
only,
bids were not coming back in.
No, they only got one.
People didn't want to bid on it.
They only got one bid, and it came in a lot higher than they thought it was going to.
And so at the end of the day, the future not projected cost since May of 2014 is $55,393 that had not been projected. And we're still not, you know, at the end of the day, we're still not through. So,
and they're actually asking for an additional, they came to you, last night, it was for an additional almost $85,000, right?
Well, that was, there were two different, that was,
that was part of it was for the bailers and part of it was for the building.
Right. So, I wasn't inclined to support this since I didn't support it from the beginning. However, what I would have liked to have seen, was for them to say, and this is where we're going to take the money, this is where we have it, and this is what we're going to spend down this year, and this is how much we have left, and this is what we plan to do with what we have left. You know, that
well, here's how I look at it. If everybody a year ago would have said, yeah, this is a great deal, here you go, they would have come back this year and said, hey, you remember last year when you gave us all this money for this? Well, we need another $80,000 because our original projections didn't work. So it didn't happen, and now they've found out they'd still need more money on this. What's the final number?
They don't have one.
Well, that's
they
the whole
don't
deal.
Have one.
So let's build it, put it together, get it running, and then we'll figure out what to bill you later.
Right.
That's
kind of
how
that's
we want to do this. Would that be the easiest way to do it, Marty?
Well, and
you know, if the cost go up,
if
tin goes up this way and aluminum goes this, you know, there are some fluctuating issues here that it's never going to fluctuate in the future.
This has gone on. They do not want to do this like a professional organization, and the people sitting on that district board think that they are above everybody else's expectations of how you're supposed to run something, and that they don't have to play the game the same way everyone else does, Marty. This is how they act every single time they come before you guys.
Well, clearly there's not a lot of interest even on the board members. I mean, you're not seeing, I mean, sometimes they don't even have enough people come together. They barely have a quorum. So
I think there's a lot that
needs to be said about that. We have some really good employees out there who are really busting buns to get this job done and get it done right. And for those who took us down this direction and thought they could save money by being their own general contractor and thinking they could just get this through right through the planning department
and the public
Board of Zoning Appeals without having to do any landscaping or anything, even though we asked
But they haven't even gone for a building permit yet, Marty.
They didn't. They did not understand
that they even
exactly
had to
how it should work. That would be just like, Margaret, maybe you have somebody who knows how to be a good electrician, and they decide they're going to be the general contractor over a major development. There will be huge mistakes and cost overruns when you have someone who does not know how to be a general contractor. I was raised in the construction business, in the construction family, and I know that you have to have somebody who understands the steps to take before you can ever break ground.
It's really, really unbelievable, and I can't understand for the life of me how we have people like Steve Volan sitting on there and Larry Barker sitting there that they didn't get this, that they didn't think that this was going to be a problem, that they thought they knew so much that they weren't smart enough to know what they didn't know. I mean, really. I mean, these guys have both been in government for how long, and they think that they're above everything and that they don't need to ask for permission just like the rest of the world does?
Well, we are where we are now, and I do wish them the best since it appears that this thing is eventually going to go moving forward, and I hope it works for them, but it was really hard for me to vote to approve these kinds of dollars when I don't feel real comfortable that this is going to work. So guess we'll find out, won't we? And let's say if it works, if you keep throwing enough money at it.
Everything will work if you throw enough money at it. Everybody knows that, Marty.
Right.
What is the definition of work?
What are we accomplishing?
Is it supposed to be profitable? Is it supposed to be break even? Is it supposed to create 50 more jobs? What's it supposed to do?
Well, they're talking about it's better for the environment. How is that possible? We already have collected all of the things that they're going to take and put in another spot.
Well, and they also claim that Republic, when they go and take the recycling, that they aren't taking it to true recycling, that they're just putting in the landfill. And this is what, there's a whole bunch of them that are involved with this whole Clean MRF thing.
You know why? It's cheaper to put it in the landfill. That's why.
That's what they think is
going on. Well,
just show the numbers.
It's easier that way.
But Republic claims they're recycling the stuff. And I will tell you, after watching the city pick up recycling, Marty, I don't know how anybody is. I've watched them. They make us separate out paper from everything else. And I've watched the guys, and they throw both things into both sections.
I'll let you in on a little secret. All trash is sorted. It doesn't matter if it's in a trash container. You think that you put a recycling tub in, and they just say, oh, that goes right in the recycling pile. No, they sort it. Everything gets sorted. It happens whether it's trash or it's not trash. Why? Yeah, that's how it gets done. Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. County Councilwoman checks in every Wednesday. Marty, what else is making news? We'll keep an eye on this on the money, wherever that's going. We'll recycle that money somewhere else. What else is happening?
Okay, well, let's put to bed. I'll try not to talk about it again for a while, but let me just say that I appreciate that the members of the Redevelopment Commission, the County's Redevelopment Commission, really did do their best to listen to the Richland Bean Blossom School Corporation's representatives. And though they did not do as they had been asked to do, the Richland Bean Blossom people had asked them to please not extend it out to 2040. They did proceed to go ahead and extend that TIF, capturing all of that assessed value and thereby the dollars into the TIF, and they've decided to go ahead and do that. But they did say to the school board folks, look, we want you to be involved. We want you to be a part of this, and in ways that they can to help out our school corporation. I think there was a lot more discussion about that and understanding that it does affect the schools. And regardless of what that newspaper article said that said, oh, well, there's no loss of money, we still have our base assessed, what I think it meant to say, the base assessed value, well, that might have been the case before we had that state law about the circuit breaker.
And everything, though, that's been built there since, though, you don't collect?
We don't collect any of the assessed value. We don't get any of the additional money for the capital funds, the capital projects funds, those rate control funds. So sometimes when you're an elected official, you understand a part of the way the funds work because that's the part that you do, and then you don't understand what happens after it leaves your office. And I'll have to include myself in that. For instance, you asked the question a while ago about sentencing. Well, that's not a question I'd have. I know the answer to. It's better.
You better find somebody that does.
Better not to say you know something than to say, if you just don't know, you just don't know.
Well, and who in the public's going to look that up? Come out and you say it, and you're like, oh, okay, somebody said that. And it's a tiff, murf, derf, burf, burf, a gurf. No one's going to look it up. No one cares. It's a snow job, Marty. Get out the snow blower. Get out the snow shovel, because I can't say the other word I like to say on the radio, or it'd be my last show. But it's all a bunch of snow. You hope it melts, or you hope someone clears it off, and you find the answer underneath it. If not, it's just here, look over there.
I am grateful that this is recorded, because last week there was somebody running around saying that Marty Hawk said.
Sure, it's easy to do. Hey,
put
an anonymous comment on a message board too. That's how business gets done in this town. You just put your anonymous comment up on a message board, and everybody takes that as fact. But nobody looks into the stuff where money disappears and where taxes go up. But if you say something on a message board, my goodness, get out the pitches and pitchforks and torches.
Well,
it's unbelievable. That's the animal you're dealing with right here.
I'll just have to say what I was grateful for when someone came to me and said, "Whoa, what were you talking about?"
Hit play. Go press play.
Going on, I said, "Play it back." You know, we didn't even.
There's a difference between listening and there's a difference of hearing. You can hear something, you better listen to it. And you know what? We thank you for being with us because I don't know what's going on. I admit it, and that's why you join us every Wednesday, and that's why I pay attention. And some folks that just want to make things go away and happen, well, they can. It's their God-given right to do so. Folks that want to make sure that the rules are being played by, they have a place to go as well.
Well, thank you very much.
For your time.
And I think we are about out of time.
Yes, we are.
I would just say for those employees who might be listening who had some concern that how payroll was going to go because our payroll
You have 90 clerk, seconds. Give me the story.
Well, our payroll clerk left on Friday.
Left for what?
For good.
New job.
Greener pastures?
She'd have to explain why she left. But there was concern among some, well, how's payroll going to go out? Well, the auditor's office had begun cross-training there, and so there was somebody there who knew how to get it.
There's no contingency plan if somebody leaves?
And
or is sick?
It's a huge responsibility, so we need somebody who'd be thoroughly
cross-trained. You let me know when that gets organized, okay? I'm going to hold my breath.
Okay, well, we did have to pay some extra money to have a contractor from Harris come in and finish up a part of it. So that cost money. But we all.
So this person gave you no notice of quitting? They just walked off the job, huh? To best of your knowledge, I'm not asking you. If you don't know the answer, like you told me earlier, you don't know the answer.
Well,
so it sounds like if everybody's freaked out, she up and left, and there's got to be a reason she up and left. He left. I'm sorry.
But that.
All right, well, we'll figure that one out down the road, too.
I just wanted to
don't,
make it clear.
Don't let me connect the dots. I've got a wild
listening.
Imagination. So the imagination is, okay, the employees that are listening, you're going to get paid.
Yes. Well, paychecks are coming out.
If that's even a
work.
Question. Listen, we're all right, Marty. We'll see you next week. I'm done.
The tax settlement is done and it's going out.
Nobody cares, Marty.
Next week.
Nobody cares. We'll get caught up with it next Wednesday. Marty Hawk, you want truth? Yeah, that's the truth. Nobody cares. Let's be fair. Nobody cares that the tax settlement's done. Nobody does. Nobody does.
Well, actually, probably maybe
these
like the
people
head of the
are
library
worried
or
they're
going to
get paid. That's a story that you're going to get paid? Who worries about getting paid at a county level job or city level?
Unbelievable.
I'm done. You guys can handle the rest of the show. See ya. Sports is next.